Well, I did not even know about this until found out getting ready for this conversation. I have told you before, I don't think I've had a commercial here for these nice people, but I guess I gave a commercial because we hired them to do some work around our house, and they did an unbelievably good job. And so I said, look, if you ever need any cleaning, Chet's Cleaning is the way to go. They're just incredible. It is a great family business, and they care about what they've been doing, and they've been doing it since 1986. Well, it turns out they had a big fire, and they're still doing business. They're doing everything they can. So let's check in with the founder, co-owner of Chet's Cleaning, Chet Sadowski. Chet, I am sorry to hear about your fire.
Hey, I appreciate that, Paul. It was devastating news 2 weeks ago to today. Just unbelievable. Something you have insurance for it, but when it actually happens, it's just beyond comprehension at first. But a lot of really good things have happened since. Actually, the first morning up, just to give you a little history on it, we have two buildings side by side. One of our buildings is our offices, and our trucks are all housed in there. And we had just bought a new fleet of 7 trucks with all the equipment.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were all in the back of that shop, and they're all destroyed. But the morning after the fire, we're all sitting in the parking lot, but all of our employees came in. I get choked up. But we're sitting in the parking lot later that day, and we look and we see those 5 trucks that we didn't sell yet, which were our used trucks. And it dawned on us that, hey, we can put those back on the road, buy all new equipment and put inside them. And sitting here today, we have 6 trucks fully equipped out cleaning carpet. Actually, we have 5 on the road today because we're keeping one back just so we can get all the bugs out of them because we did it in such a hurry. But
And you moved your entire staff into the other building right next door that was not hurt by the fire, but it's, I think that's your rug and drapery cleaning plant. It's probably pretty crowded in there now.
Yep, I'm sitting in an office with my wife and my son. We have another, it's like a 10 by 12 office. We have another 10 by 10 office with 3 people in it. But a trailer was just delivered yesterday. Temporary trailer, it'll house 4 people. So they're wiring that up in the next 2 days so we can move part of the staff in there.
Did you ever figure out how the fire started?
Yeah, and everybody should be aware. And I've heard about it before, but we happened to do a wood floor job, and the product we used, I didn't read the label enough, but it had linseed oil in it. And so those rags got put in with just normal cleaning rags by mistake. And it spontaneously combusted at 11:07 at night because we, we have cameras in the building and everything. And
but thankfully, no one was there to get hurt.
Absolutely, and the firemen were all safe and sound because it was quite a blaze. And they said it's a pretty major fire. I think they had 4 different fire departments here that night. Absolutely devastating when you see it firsthand. But I found out what a strong and able staff we have here. Our team, I always hear you say, the team, the team, the team.
Right.
Well, we compete with you. We have the team, the team, the team ourselves. And I couldn't be more proud. They've been outside under tents in the rain, the heat, putting together these trucks, cleaning, certain items that go in them that allow us to be organized, and unboxing all the new equipment. I think the staff, about 10 of them, put in 600 hours last week.
600 hours? Just putting everything back together. That is a devoted staff. But I got to tell you, Chet, in earlier you said, some good things have happened through this, and that's because that's the way you are. That you are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. You are seeing the good things out of a very bad situation. And now, I can tell people, because I'm not being paid to say this. I don't do commercials for you. I'd love to, but I don't. I'm saying you came to our house and introduced us to a new way of cleaning and getting things cleaned that could help anybody in their house. Do you do commercial cleaning as well, or just sticking with residential?
We're probably 95% residential. Part of it is our staff, you know, we only work them during daytime hours, and commercial a lot of it gets at night. So the commercial we do is during the daytime.
Well, I can tell you this, from a residential standpoint, as a paying customer, your professional carpet cleaning, pet-friendly cleaning, deodorizing, upholstery cleaning, area rug cleaning, window treatment cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, wood floor cleaning, leather cleaning, all of that, and, of course, the Safety King air duct cleaning, which everyone should look into, are spectacular. I speak from my own experience as a customer. I am so sorry that you've had this fire, but you're seeing the good things that have come out of that. You're seeing the heart and soul of your teammates that have all worked hard to try to get things back together. And I know it's going to take time, and I hope that you don't have any trouble with the insurance company and that you can get your building rebuilt and then just keep growing your company, because you're so good at what you do, Chet. You should be very proud.
Oh, we are proud and humbled, trust me. I do have to say, you know, we're working with Frankenmuth Insurance, and so far they've been excellent, and I've heard nothing but good things about them. So hopefully it keeps going.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Frankenmuth Insurance, too. I grew up with my dad and my brother were in the insurance business, so I've heard some of these names.
Okay.
And I've heard Frankenmuth as being a good company, so I'm glad that you're seconding that and saying, at least so far for you, it's been going very well.
Yeah. And Chet, we had a lot of coverage. We just never expected to use it.
No. But now we learned a lesson about linseed oil and rags, haven't we, for all of us?
Yeah, they need to be left outside, like in a driveway or something.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't know that either, but it's a heck of a way to learn it. But, Chet, God bless you. Any way we can be of help along the way, you let us know.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Paul.
This
Always
is Chet.
Wonderful talking to you.
All right, pleasure talking with you. Before I run out of time here, Chet Sadowski, founder and co-owner of Chet's Cleaning. Yes, they had a fire, but they are fully functional. So if you need any of those services I mentioned, call Chet's Cleaning. You will be very happy as we continue with Paul W. at WJR.